I would ask that you turn to 2 Corinthians 4 by way of invitation. We'll use that text in a moment. Yesterday evening, we had our men's Bible study, and Josh led our discussion by taking us to the book of Job and noting what Job suffered. And he wanted to talk a little bit about how it is that we can deal with suffering, what as Christians we have as maybe as an advantage and what our attitude should be towards suffering. And the Bible actually speaks of that quite a bit. It's never pleasant, of course, to suffer trial, tribulation, difficulties in life, but it's something that is our lot, both because we're Christians and also just as a matter of course as we live our lives. And when you see people in the world, often there is despair that comes as a result of the suffering that they experience. I've mentioned this on a number of occasions. It is especially so with regard to teenagers, that suicide is an alarmingly common occurrence among teenagers that become depressed and despairing with regard to their life. And when you have no consideration of eternity, and you go through very difficult or dark times on earth, it can be somewhat difficult to get through that, and they don't have maybe the mechanism, the insight, perhaps, to be able to handle such suffering. Well, the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 actually deals with that somewhat from the point of view of the Christian. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse 8, he says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." Now, I've always talked about that as being a paradox. The statements are almost paradoxical, but I want you to notice the first half of each. We are, and of course, as a result of their experience as Christians, we are hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down. And I think that we, each of us, from time to time, can feel the same way, that this is the way it is in our life, and we're suffering greatly as a result either of our faith or, again, even as a matter of course, that which happens to all men. But I want you to notice in verses 16 through 18, the Apostle Paul's statement that we do not lose heart. So here is the insight that so many are lacking that we as Christians ought to have. "Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." It all has to do with the way you look at it. And indeed, there are difficulties in this life where it can accurately and rightly be said that we're hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down. Life can be very, very difficult. But if you keep your sight, your focus upon what is to come, and understand the relative nature of the persecution that you suffer, the difficulties that you suffer in life, as compared to the exceeding and eternal weight of glory that will be yours as a result of your standing with God, then it makes those things palatable, those things that we can bear up under, despite how difficult they may be. And so, yes, we are, as indicated in verse 8, hard-pressed, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we're not forsaken, and we are struck down, but we are not destroyed. And the reason is because we're Christians and we have the hope of heaven. Now, if you're here this evening and you feel such despair, you may not have that relationship with God that could allow you that hope of eternity. We offer ourselves to you this evening, offering to help in any way that we can for you to get your life right with God, reconciled with Him, so that you will spend an eternity in the presence of God, and that great and eternal joy will be yours. We don't know what your heart is. We don't know what you have need of. If you're not a Christian, you need to repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you believe, you may do those things. If as a child of God you have faltered in some way, and we can encourage you to get your life right, then we offer that opportunity to you as well. Whatever your need may be, the invitation is extended to you now. We ask that you come. All together we stand while we sing.